From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The international agreement on Iran's nuclear program moves forward today with the first meeting of the Joint Commission, responsible for monitoring how both sides implement their parts of the deal. This weekend, President Obama said he ordered his administration to start preparing to lift sanctions against Iran. The European Union also passed legislation Sunday allowing its members to start looking at ending sanctions. University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zunis was asked how Tehran can be expected to react if the sanctions are not lifted soon.
Given that the timing was something that was a real sticking point during much of the negotiations, the Iranians, I believe, know what to expect. There may be some quibbling at certain points about what marks the completion of the process, but I don't imagine there'll be any roadblocks or any major misunderstanding.
Iranian officials suggested last week the country could meet its requirements by the end of the year in order to secure the lifted sanctions. Human Rights Watch is calling on Ugandan authorities today to stop obstructing peaceful political gatherings. Uganda has scheduled a presidential election next year, with campaigning due to begin November 9th. Ugandans have cited frequent use of force and abuse by police as preventing opposition campaigning. An Eritrean migrant has died after being shot Sunday by Israeli police and beaten by an Israeli crowd who mistook him for another man that killed an Israeli soldier and wounded 10 other people in a stabbing attack. The wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis began when rumors swept through Palestinian areas that Israel was trying to take over an East Jerusalem holy site sacred to both Muslims and Jews. The Eritrean man, again, was mistaken for a second attacker and mistakenly killed. This is VOA News. Several thousand migrants remain stranded today at the Croatian-Serbian border with little food during the cold night after Hungary shut its border crossing into Croatia on Saturday. Farouk Al-Hatib is a Syrian refugee.
I note that this place is not, qualified, yes, to receive refugees, okay? As you see, yes, we are in cold weather, and the place is not good. As you see, yes, the mud, and yes, the crowded, yes, the place is also crowded here. And our message is for the governments, yes, please, to take in consideration our suffering.
Amnesty International has called on European Union leaders to put the rights of refugees above concerns about protecting borders. The World Health Organization says road traffic crashes continue to take an unacceptably high toll, with 1.25 million people dying each year from accidents, which are largely preventable. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of the WHO Global Status Report on Road Safety 2015.
The report, which is based on data collected from 180 countries, shows road crashes are the number one cause of death among people between the ages of 15 and 29. The report also finds 90% of road traffic deaths occur in low and middle-income countries, though they have just 54% of the world's vehicles. The WHO Etienne Krug says the highest rate of traffic deaths is in Africa, followed by the Middle East.
Africa has only 2% of the world's vehicles, but has the highest death rate on the road.
He says studies show half of deaths from injuries could be avoided if victims receive good trauma care after the crash. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Two people are dead and tens of thousands more displaced as slow-moving Typhoon Kopu washes over the northern Philippines. Alexander Pama is chief of the Philippines National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council.
We are strongly recommending this morning the forced evacuation in the Cordillera area, autonomous region, sa lahat po ng mga barangay na landslide-prone at flood-prone areas.
Weather forecasters say Kopu could dump 60 centimeters of rain over the island nation in the next several days. China's economy slowed in the third quarter, growing only by 6.9%. That is the weakest period for Beijing's economy since the global economic shutdown. Recent stock market collapse and the surprise devaluation of the yuan have contributed as well. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.